So, really knowing the gusala from a gusala, would it come later in those jnanas? You know, the first one is nama rupa pari cheda jnana. Knowing gusala from a gusala, like really knowing, comes after that.
I think that it's not just calling it or naming it, but it's that reality which experiences an object and it's not self, because it's only the mental element which experiences an object right then. For example, whatever appears, there must be that quality of nama which experiences it so it can appear. So no self at that moment. The characteristic of nama appears as nama, and the panya then knows. So it's not just time to call or to think about what experience what, or whether it has what level of panya. The level of panya is there, never change, as it's conditioned to be such panya. So no mistake at all.
For me, it's like the more I hear, the harder it becomes.
Right, further and further away.
That's right. It
Yeah,
seems to be
by
further and
right
further away.
understanding, which knows how far it is, as the hearing can follow the seeing naturally, smoothly, the panya is like that, and the sati is like that. But before it's like that, it seems something not like that at all. It's like there is some intention or triumph to.
Well, in that first page of the books that you gave us yesterday, I think there was something that the hindrance for the development of sati and panya is the clinging to it. So, how do you not cling?
Panya,
Oh,
when
panya.
panya arises, clinging cannot arise. But when panya is not there, clinging
Clinging is
is there.
Okay, so then the question is, how does panya arise?
there.
Listening, considering, and it's not I who is now understanding. Just that, and then other reality is conditioned to be different from this moment. This is the cause of nama and rupa.
And continuing on that same thread, the bhavana expanded into four aspects, and this apparently comes from the Atisalani. Bhavana expanded into four aspects: meditation, hearing the Dhamma, teaching Dhamma, and straightening out one's views. Well, I can understand hearing the Dhamma, but what is meant by meditation here?
What is meant by meditation is not sitting and thinking and
No, I
the development of understanding
Like we were
now,
talking about just now, yeah.
without these moments, never be bhavana at all, without any understanding. So how can there be the panya which can directly experience reality as it is, as not self? Because they are not self at all.
When the sati and panya is taking note at the moment, that phenomenon which appears to the mind is non-self, but still also taking note of itself, that sati also non-self.
It's not thinking like that. It's the moment when awareness arises and it is aware. Right? Right now, it can be awareness of hardness. That's all. If there's thinking,
So that's just thinking, it's not
it's not
enlightened.
the moment of being aware. It's just considering what is what. But actually, the understanding from learning, reading, condition, the understanding little by little. Like we just talked about sanya yesterday, sanya is now performed its function of remembering, marking with understanding until then.
Basically, it's just the sanya that keep appearing to our mind, to recognize what is what.
Each reality performs its function. Yeah.
I find this very difficult to understand, even intellectually, about being aware of sanya.
It's wrong to be aware of sanya, but awareness is aware of sanya.
Right. I can understand awareness of lobha and dosha and so forth, but awareness of sanya is
Why
just
not? Because you see that nama is not easy to understand or to be aware of. For example, one knows that there must be feeling accompany each moment. Mm. But what feeling is now? See? Mm. We think of the term instead of a reality which feels.
Right.
So it's not just that sanya is difficult. Even feeling, if it's not the pleasant one or the unpleasant one, or the unpleasant body feeling, it's difficult, especially the upekkha, see, because no shape, no form. And when citta experiences an object, where is it? The object is there, see, and there is not yet the understanding of realities as not self, so no expectation of whether, when, or how there is awareness of sanya. Just by themselves, when they are developed, just for become detached from clinging to everything, especially from their self who is trying or wanting to have such and such understanding of realities. Don't think about sanya, because it's time for sati itself, whether it will be aware of what. Because so many things to be aware of, for example, all the jetasikas and different types of jittas, even right now seeing and hearing and thinking.
I suppose I really only think of awareness of a few limited kind of dhammas, you know, like a visible object and sound and seeing.
Because the lopa hold you.
Not to mention iti and moha.
Azita mentioned this reference to the hindrance of clinging to understanding of sati and so on, but we know that in terms of development of satipatthana, the only real hindrance is wrong view and also ignorance, or ignorance only. And so many times you've said, well, attachment isn't a hindrance because there can be awareness of attachment.
It's right view that nama and rupa are not self, they are anatta. But what about the moment when there's someone who's trying to have it?
Well, it seems that that's a hindrance. So why do we say that attachment is not a hindrance only, ignorance is a hindrance?
Because when there's right understanding, it just be there for a moment. Not always there, like wrong view.
Well, can't one say in the same way that wrong view is only there for a moment when it arises?
When there is conditions for right view to arise. But for someone, no conditions for the arising of panya at all.
Because of the wrong view.
Mm-hmm. And wrong view arises with lopa. And lopa and wrong view arises with avicca.
And when we talk about all the hindrances with regard to development of samatha or attainment of jhana, do these hindrances only refer to being hindrances when jhana is about to arise? To
any kusala does not arise. Hindrances are there because they are akusala.
But apart from wrong view and ignorance, we say there are only hindrances in the development of samatha or in the attainment of jhana.
Or any moment when kusala cannot arise, because all hindrances are akusala dhamma. I think that to know that one is far away from nibbana or vipassaya is quite good. Otherwise, there is always hope and expectation, which is lopa. And what can eliminate that? Is that just now one realizes how much one understands reality and just develop it without the motive of lopa, try to get away from the right moment, right path.
It's a little bit hopeless in a sense, or
hopeless means no hope.
No hope. That's right. No hope. Yeah.
No expectations.
And one begins to understand what is meant by not pat and not pian, see?
Yeah, not to relax and not to...
Overexert. The middle way.
Mm-hmm. It's not enough time in this life, is it? No. That's your realization,
so,
isn't
so
it?
So what?
Yeah, so what?
What do you mean by there's not enough time?
When you first, 4 or 5 years ago, when I first came to Buddhism, I thought, I will do this and I will do that and I will do the other and I'll learn all this, and I'll advance, but
that's the way to have more lobha.
I know.
See, but this, the understanding how to have less lobha.
The understanding of just the huge task. It's not just doing this and applying that and doing this technique and one day a stroke of lightning will... It's just suddenly realizing how much, how far.
You think how fortunate you are just to realize that.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, there's that too, but it wouldn't matter. I think someone was sort of half joking a while back and said it wouldn't matter if you sort of went into a monastery now and practiced Dharma or learned and studied and meditated and did whatever for the till you were 80. There's not enough time.
But isn't that when we say there's not enough time, isn't it just lobha speaking?
Oh, I know. Yeah, true, it is.
That's the sound.
I get rid of it. That's true.
It's all concern about my future, my progress, my development, my understanding.
Yeah,
it's not a nice
sound. Yeah, I know, everything just for yourself.
That's true, it's true.
Last time you said specifically that the Kusha Rachitas are not jhana, not samadhi, not absorption. But yesterday you said, yes, they are apana chittas. But all absorption's a translation of apana. So it's not absorption in the sense that it's not jhana chitta. So when you said it's not absorption, but yes, it is apana.
Yes. Repeat it again, phrase to phrase, the first
phrase. The first time you said the Lakutra cheetahs are not jhana.
Okay.
Are not.
Okay, not jhana in what sense?
Not jhana cheetahs. Not.
Because it's not the development of jhana. So the Lakutra chitta is not jhana.
No.
Okay.
Not samadhi, so that...
Because it's the development of panya. Otherwise, one will concentrate on samadhi.
Okay.
Well, samadhi can be kusla or akusla. Mm-hmm. But whenever there is right understanding, samadhi is there. That's one factor.
Yes. And not absorption, meaning not... Because it's not
jhana. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
with the aramana of jhana.
Okay.
Yeah. Can there be right understanding at that very moment, Kun Christine?
Sorry.
Can there be right understanding at that very moment?
Right understanding.
In order to have no self, see, it has to be like that.
Yes.
Otherwise, how can there be panya, right understanding
right.
of whatever arises in a moment in one's life? See, it has to be real life.
That's true, and I understand there can be, and
develop until it's be. Otherwise, it's not real one, it's fake.
Yes.
It's not real life, it's not real conditioned realities.
Develop
naturally.
Sounds like a self doing it.
So one knows that it's not the Eightfold Path then, when it's someone who is doing.
How about it can be developed? Does that sound like a self doing it?
Can be developed, yeah.
There's something can develop. Panya can develop.
Okay.
Yeah. When we talk about the four satipatthanas, it seems like one is doing or developing it. But actually, the sati itself develops. Sati develops by arise again and again, being aware of a reality. So panya develops again and again by understanding the characteristic of reality, which is the object of sati. So it's panya and sati develop, not I.
I needs to get out of the way and let it happen rather than...
No one can let it go by not understanding it. So right understanding begins to see what is a self, the clinging with the idea that it used to be I. Even awareness right then can be the object of I, in between or after, yeah. Where awareness arises, it's the function of awareness when it is aware. So how can there be no self in between all these moments, see? And this is the right panya, which can eradicate the idea of self perfectly, absolutely.
After I've been here a while, or after I've been with people for a while, everything seems easier. But then when I go back home and I'm back by myself and I'm mixing with other people with different ideas, the next time I feel as if I've lost a whole lot. I've sort of got to a certain point and I feel happy and relaxed with what I'm learning, but then I go back and then the next time I feel as if I'm miles behind again, and even as if I've lost whatever understanding I had at the time.
But since one knows what's right and what's wrong, then we don't have to try to go along the wrong path, because it's useless. No matter we sit for days, no understanding of reality right now, which is conditioned. So how can there be the reality which can eradicate the idea of self from all these realities in one's life? And when one thinks about doing something, one go across this moment and it cannot be there for you anymore to come back or consider it, because each moment is conditioned just to appear very fast and then goes away very fast.
Feeling of helplessness.
See, the self is there, so one has to know or understand from the very beginning how to have less attachment even to the result or the practice.
And it's not pack
and not peon, see.
What did that mean again?
Overexertion or
under-exertion.
The middle way.
Sort of treading water. Yeah.
Because one does not leave the function of sati for sati to perform. One tries to be the sati, to condition sati, to have sati. And that is not right.
Yeah. The self
does not let time for sati to arise. The self is trying to do the function of sati. Yeah. No place, no time for sati, the right one to arise.
Also, I think we have to understand that everything is subject to conditions.
Conditions, yes.
So when you realize that, then nothing is under your control, and it can't be manipulated. It's not manageable.
And one can see the function of sanya. While one is here, the sanya works very well. Remember good things and right things, but later on, the wrong sanya comes again.
If you don't have much to begin with, I mean, you're listening to other people who seem to have more understanding.
Is it all about the reality right now or not? If it does not concern with reality right now, it's not the right one. It's just whatever one just think about. Yeah.
I think we should not rely on the other people so much, but you can refer to Tripitaka. Yeah, because it's the most certain thing that you can refer to if you have any doubts.
But they would say that it's the words from Tripitaka, see?
And I like the way Thanajan teaching, because she always referred to Tripitaka.
But other people also always refer to Tripitaka, so that's
a different meaning.
And if it's not realities right now, then it's not useful enough.
I think it's lobe that always takes one away from
wanting
a way to go.
A quick way. Yeah, that's right. I do see that when I'm here, but then I get back to Brisbane and...
When you keep saying, well, so many other people have these views, we are very capable of disregarding other people's ideas when we don't agree with them.
That's right, or when we don't hope that maybe they're right.
Right, absolutely. So it's really only that we're inclined that way, that the fact that other people think the same has an influence on us. So we need to recognize our own tendencies towards wrong view.
It's very difficult though when ordained people say particular things.
What about we don't mind at all how much we grow or understand Dhamma, but if there can be the understanding of reality right now from moment to moment, that's enough, because it will grow. That's all.
I'm fine when I'm here, it's when I get back. And it is just my wanting it to be quicker and wanting it. Sounds so good though, it sounds so convincing.
Like what, please?
Just reading Ajahn Gwamabunso and his understanding of jhanas as something people can achieve.
I think that is the result, but no cause, no understanding at all. So why just talk about the result without having no understanding, real understanding what is said? For example, the jhana, the nama and the rupa and the sati. They miss this point and they just talk about the result of having sati, but what is sati? And when sati arises, is it different from other reality, from samadhi, or from not understanding the moment when sati arises? Otherwise, there's no panya then, right there, mistaking something for sati, and think about the result of follow it, but no understanding.
Seeing the step-by-step process.
Talk about doesn't want anything at all in the world except understanding reality right now.
But so hard to do. I mean, doesn't seem to be
Otherwise, what is understanding? Because seeing, hearing, and no understanding. For what's the use of reading when there cannot be the moment of understanding reality right now?
Well, I suppose it's almost the old psychic lightning thing. If you do meditation on the breath, or if you do it diligently, and eventually you will get to a particular state. It's almost like working out in a gym, I suppose. Spend so many hours doing this and you'll develop the right muscles which will enable a particular experience to happen or a particular understanding to arise.
So meditation on breath has appeal?
No, almost like a working manual. And I suppose it's because it's an ordained bhikkhu who's saying do A, B and C and inevitably D, E and F will follow. That's all it is.
But it's just a particular ordained bhikkhu, because ordained bhikkhus say all sorts of different things, don't they?
But the forest monks particularly, Tanisaro, and the major ones that you read on the internet, mm-hmm. do say all that, yeah.